Hi, welcome in everybody. This is Austin Culp. I'm the director of sales at Inflow CX and host of the Inflow Experience podcast, where we're doing another episode of Monday Morning Quarterback, the only show that's focused on, you know, fixing things in hindsight, right? We've all played Monday Morning Quarterback in our lives before, where you go and play the game on Sunday and Monday realize you maybe should have done a few things differently. So we're bringing up problems that we encounter in everyday life in CX and, you know, kind of getting to the root issue of those and making recommendations on how organizations might be able to take a different approach and ultimately provide a better customer experience. I'm joined today by Mike Doloff, our Chief Revenue Officer. Hi, Mike.
Hey, everybody.
Good. So yeah, for this episode, you know, I was thinking about guests, and I actually have a recurring issue that happens with, you know, one of my financial institutions I think is worth sharing because I hear it a lot. It's a very common one. So I, you know, work with a very large financial institution, my bank, right? And use them for a lot of things. They're a large one out there, probably one of the first five you'd name if you thought about, you know, those types of companies. And the challenge and frustration that I've got is, you know, they actually do a pretty good job of letting me handle things online, which is great and my preferred method. But every once in a while, I do have to call in and I have to call into the IVR. And the big frustration that I get when I do that is I have to enter typically like my account number, right? And it's a long number. It's hard. I don't remember it because I can't remember things. Can't retain, you know, 16 digit numbers. And, you know, I go in, type it into the IVR, asks me to retype it in just to verify it. Or a lot of times it'll say, I heard 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Is that right? If I fat fingered it, then I got to go and type in it again, which is always fun. But anyway, eventually I get through to an agent and the agent asks me to reconfirm that account number, right? And it can be really frustrating because, you know, I'm sitting here like, and it's not their fault, but I'm like, oh man, I just did that. I closed out the app, or you know, I got to go open the window again. And don't you have access to this? And it's, oh, well, I don't have access to that system. And so, you know, Mike, I want to pick your brain on why does that happen, right? If a customer is telling an organization, here's some info about me, here's who I am, whether it's an account number or a name or date of birth or whatever, how in that same interaction, if you will, when they're and saying that into the IVR or typing that into the IVR, how is that not getting passed through the agent? And how have you seen companies sort of fix that to just make a better customer experience?
Yeah. Well, I'll date myself a little bit, but in the old days, IVRs were different systems, and they still are, and they probably are for your bank. And so it's time for you to call them, not as a customer, but as a customer for you to pursue.
Yeah. Yeah,
because IVRs were thought of as different from the contact center, different from the telephony platform. Now, that's no longer the case, hasn't been the case for many years, but there's a lot of that. And but even if that's not the case, it's it could be a system silo, right? You've got an IVR collecting information, different system, and then it passes off to a different system that the agent's in handling these ACD interactions. It could just be a data problem where it's on the same system, but data's not flowing. So there's a workflow challenge. And I've done the same thing where I've asked, like, I've repeated that, like, why don't you have, I just don't have access to that system, or I don't have access to that data. Okay, so your lack of organization as a company has now become my problem as a customer.
Yeah.
You know, I already put the wallet in my pocket or back, you know, now I've got to go take it back out, all that annoying stuff. And Austin, I'll frame it this way, right? Like, we're on Monday Morning Quarterback here. So what's like one of the legendary defenses of football that you think
85
of?
Bears. Come on, man.
85 Bears, okay? You are making your customer, without pads, try to run the football through the 85 Bears defense in your customer journey. That's what the bank is doing to you. That's not fair. We know who's going to win that battle every time. In fact, there might be casualties in that, right? So very treacherous, potentially deadly. That's ridiculous. But this is the thing. It's not sexy. But this is a stop and assess, right? It's time to step back from this. We've got this. We see this all the time. We got a customer right now, right? I've had different systems or had this system for many, many years. It's gone through a lot of different internal hands, right? With IT and operations and leaders. They've made a lot of acquisitions. So a lot of the changes have been thought about. If you think of this IVR as this big ball of spaghetti, which a lot of them are out there, people have been addressing little pieces of it and trying to make little lines connect here and there, but they're not looking at the whole picture. And in some of these cases, customers have IVRs that, you know, if you drew it as sidewalk chalk, it would take up like entire city blocks to draw out the level of complexity. Stop. It's time to stop in some of these cases. Like, let's do a redesign, right? Let's look at what's the strategy? What are we trying to do with our customers? How do we efficiently move them through? There's usually two things we're trying to manage, right? It's what are the workflows and business operations, and what are customers calling about, and how do we connect those dots? That's like most of what it is. Oh, and then I'd say that actually last thing, how do we need a report to measure and know where we're having success or where there's challenges? That's it. And so we're trying to figure out the clean paths to make those things happen. That's not how most IVRs are today through all this sort of organic growth. So stop down, assess, and sometimes you can, I always think of like the fishing line. I've got kids and we go fishing. Their line can get just absolutely become a nasty like rat's nest. And sometimes you just have to cut and reestablish, right? Like start over, tie the lure back on with a clean loop of line. Other times like I can work through it and kind of get the mess sorted out without having to cut anything. That's what you have to do with an IVR, especially if it's been a long time. Again, not super sexy of a project, incredibly beneficial, and it's much better than making your customer run through the 85 Bears defense.
Yeah, certainly. No, I can imagine it'd be painful. I heard an analogy or saying, I don't know, idiom, I don't know. They all run together, the terms for it. But, you know, Corey on my team earlier this week said, the more cooks that are in the kitchen, the saltier the food tastes. And
I think that
applies to the IVR, right? Because you've got, maybe it's one person, but maybe it's different teams of people over the years who, hey, this is going to work great. And it does work great. And then someone makes a little change and maybe that still even works great. But over years and years of adding on and stacking up, that pressure builds and you've got a really salty dish. And so, you know, adding more salt usually is not going to fix that problem. Adding more food's usually not going to fix that problem. A lot of times you're right. I think you just got to move on and, cook Wednesday's dinner on Tuesday.
Yep. I think part of it's because it's not a physical thing. It's happening, right? Programmed in a system, and then you have to call through to experience it. But if you think if you're a retail store and you had gone through a bunch of different changes going from cash to now taking cards and stuff, and you hadn't like changed the way that people move through your store or walked up to the line, it would be like a maze for people physically to like navigate through, which is what you're doing in an IVR, but you just don't see it. So it doesn't feel so sort of like horrifically bad, but that's what it is. Uh-huh. It would be like putting up like roadblocks and hurdles and, you know, all sorts of nonsense for people like trying to do something with your business that, cause you didn't clean up messes and as things evolved and your business changed, you just sort of left all the pieces and parts out there for them to trip over.
Yeah, no, it's a very good point. And yeah, look, it's a big, big project sometimes, depending on the size and complexity of your organization. But a lot of times you've got to slow down to speed up. Cause the other thing we see all the time is, you know, customers who take this lift and shift approach when they finally are buying new technology. And in those cases, if you're not thinking about how you can change that system when you build your new one, you're going to have the exact same problems. The only difference is now you've spent a bunch of money thinking it would change, but it's not going to.
Yep.
Very good.
You know what? One other thing I'd add that I just was thinking about too on this is oftentimes they were set up in a time and a place that made sense. And now there's evolutions in the business and especially in the technology where maybe you can cut out entire pieces of that, right? Like there's simplification areas because it just didn't exist before. So that's where it's that kind of part optimization too, is like sometimes doing this review, you can really look at it with eyes in 2023 around what really, not what do I carry forward, but like, what am I trying to accomplish here and what are the right ways to do it? Maybe it is programming the IVR the exact same. Maybe there's other things you can do, voice bots, authentication, just natural language processing things that you could do that you never really incorporated before because they didn't exist.
Wow. Excellent. All right. Well, I am going to call back. And now when I get a hold of an agent, I'm just going to go up and up and up and up and up until, you know, I get someone who can listen to this podcast and make the change at my bank.
All right. Make sure it's in Salesforce. Okay.